Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Tom, the G20 summit is this week in Seoul, South Korea, and organizers have announced new measures to keep foreign dignitaries there safe. Chief among them, what?
Can I have a hint?
Well, they're sort of security specialists of a kind. And they're good because they don't require a lot of food. Every now and then you just change their filter.
Guard fish.
Yes, goldfish specifically. Security goldfish. You're familiar with the canary in the coal mine idea?
Mm-hmm.
The convention and exhibition center in Seoul, which is hosting the G20, needed a way to test the purity of the water supply. Well, 8 drowned canaries later, they figured out they should use goldfish. The idea is that the goldfish swim around in the water, and if they don't die, the water is safe. Except for the fact it just had a goldfish swimming around in.
I mean, they're not the hardiest thing.
Yeah. No.
How did they get them home? Because mine always died in the plastic bag.
Really?
From the carnival.
Yeah. Yeah, they were essentially just a trip from the pet store to the toilet.
Just save time, really. Right. Just flush them right down. Tom, an amazing advance in the field of robotics this week. For the first time, a robot has successfully given a person a what?
Where are you guys going with this?
A noogie.
Not a noogie.
A hickey. I'm working my way down.
Yeah.
A stock tip. I have no idea.
Let's say you don't have a bathtub or a shower handy, but you have a robot.
A sponge bath.
Yes! The world's first robot sponge bath. Meet Cody. A robot programmed not to kill, but to give you a gentle sponge bath. Roboticist Aaron King, who designed Cody, volunteered to be the first recipient of Cody's loving care, a move which proved Cody was harmless, and that roboticist Aaron King was kind of creepy. Health professionals praised the bot. They say patients stripping down for their baths no longer have to be embarrassed, only slightly terrified.
So much could go wrong.
Well, what could possibly go wrong?
I'm not even at ease when I take my car into one of the robotic car washes.
I remember it on the Jetsons. Rosie cleaned the whole house, but I don't think she ever did George.
No.
It's a great point.